you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, forgive us if you don't live in the Omaha area or Omaha and Lincoln area. I'm going to talk weather for a second here. We knew we were getting some snow yesterday in this area. You might have seen on the national news if they went here. And I don't know.
Weather Channel actually spent a lot of time talking about Colorado. They got a bunch of snow in Colorado.
Yeah, but they're used to that.
Yeah, well,
in April 16th, we're not.
Yeah, yeah. Middle of April here in southern Iowa. I believe Wichita got some thunderstorms, you know, over the course of the day. But just a little swath, about 100-mile swath, went through Colorado, Nebraska, and Iowa, and not headed east. So,
is this going to snow east?
Yeah,
I think Chicago was supposed to get some.
But okay. Not as much as we got here. Chicago's only supposed to get an inch or two.
We got a ton. Now, it's going to be close to 50 today and sunny and 65 tomorrow, so I'm not worried about it. But the fact is, unpopular opinion, I'm sitting we're at home anyway. And look outside, I said, man, it's beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful last night. And my wife brought a good point up, because it was about 4 o'clock and there was a bunch of snow on the ground already. She goes, you know, it doesn't get dark till like 9 or whatever. So because, and I said, you're right, that is weird. So we're sitting there and we left all the blinds open, and I'm thinking, man, it's beautiful out there. Now, only reason I said that, before you yell, is it's not 30 today and it's not 30 tomorrow. Believe me, if we'd have like a week of cold spell, a freaky week of cold spell, I would have been hating on that. But I knew right away that, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, it's going to go away.
It's going to be going in a day, basically.
I noticed that last night, too. The blinds were
open.
I'm
surprised you appreciated the beauty of just one day. But you didn't have to go anywhere.
Oh, I was. Yeah. That was it.
You don't have to drive anywhere.
Well,
so.
First of all, the roads were clear.
Yeah, and it wasn't piling up on the roads.
Yeah,
it was not perfect snow.
Yeah. Yep.
It was nothing on the roads, obviously. It melted right away because it was not even that cold outside.
Because I was expecting to have to plow through something, my driveway this morning.
Nah,
but the driveway was fine. The streets are fine.
I saw a plow guy out, and I'm thinking, man, you're stealing money, dude. You're stealing money. Wherever you're heading, you're stealing money. Because by today, even residential, well, residential is going to melt, obviously. But even big parking lots with stores that are open are going to melt like within by 10 o'clock this morning.
Right? Did you get out and make a snowman with the kids?
No, my wife said that my kids were not interested. They're past their snowman.
Because it was a kind of heavy snow.
And I wasn't going outside.
That was a perfect snowman snow yesterday.
Yeah.
But
I appreciate it. Only reason, believe me, if it had been 35 today, 35 tomorrow, a week of crappy weather, I would not be appreciating.
He'd have been insufferable.
Yeah, but it was pretty nice.
I mean, more insufferable.
It was brutal. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Because it kept me from getting angry at, scratch off Dr. Oz for future visits.
Yeah.
Kids can die. And I heard Dr. Phil on the way in on Fox. And
yeah.
I've always thought he was an idiot. So I love even that more. I love even having more ammo against Dr. Phil. He compared it to car accidents, that crap that's been going around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unlike, because that's
false equivalency.
Yeah, there's a ton of me. I heard the whole, I'm thinking, who is this guy? I couldn't tell right away, because I knew that Dr. Oz had said some crap. And although he apologized, he still said it. And I listened to Dr. Oz yesterday, coming into his replay. It was horrible. Horrible. Kids can die, but yeah, whatever. It was just horrible. But yeah, Phil went the other way. The same way, but basically just, we don't close down for anything. Suicides and, you know, whatever, guns.
America.
And, yeah, whatever. So he's an idiot. He always has been an idiot.
So you want to read something here about a country that's taking it seriously? I got a friend of mine who's a world traveler.
Good.
So he gets these emails from embassies, whatever country he happened to visit.
Right.
And this comes from Belgrade, Serbia. Here's what they're doing. And this will take a little while, but I think it's pretty interesting. All airports' borders remain closed. So,
Serbia.
You can't fly into Belgrade, right, which used to be Yugoslavia, I think. Curfew in place, 5 o'clock in the evening to 5 a.m.
All right.
Dogs, this one I found interesting, may be walked every day between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. So you got to walk your freaking dog in the middle of the night.
Right.
And on weekends during curfew between...
wake up the dog to walk him.
Yes.
My dog is out. Yeah. I'll be out all day anyway, but definitely out by 11.
Weekends, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. for a period of 20 minutes within 200 meters of your home by a maximum of 2 people together.
That's against our Serbian constitution. They may yawn about that crap.
All people who enter the country on March 14th or later must self-quarantine for 28 days. Public transportation suspended. Taxis, private vehicles still permitted. Restaurants, cafes, shopping malls closed. Takeouts, okay. Supermarkets, pharmacies remain open. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Green markets closed. Parks, playgrounds.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Friday.
Yep. Like America. And let's see, a maximum of 1 person. Oh, no. People age 65 and older, 70 in rural areas, are prohibited from leaving their homes except for Friday morning between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. to purchase supplies.
All right. Of course, they're taking it seriously because you have to.
Yeah, I don't know what the numbers are in Serbia, but there's no country out there that's really kicking this virus's ass.
No.
I'm still stuck on only taking the dog out once a day
and at midnight.
Well, yeah,
You're allowed to go if you have a yard in Serbia, you can just go out there, can't you? You just can't go out there.
Yeah, I suppose
you can't go out there.
But like if you live in an apartment, the other 22 hours a day, the dog's just got to pee on the carpet.
You get a little pad. We have a pad for our little dog
within 200 meters of your home.
Yeah.
Just, by a maximum of 2 people.
Yeah, Todd would be
an that's fine.
Advanced turd scout. I'm in the living room. One's in here. In the dining room. One's over here. Ah, one in the kitchen. Check it out.
My dog probably goes outside 19 times a day. that'd just be weird.
Yeah. We have nobody today except the actual crew. The actual crew made it in through the snow. I'm joking. There's snow. The roads are fine.
They're fine. Omar,
well, Nick's not here yet.
Craig's
here.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Who in the Deadpool yesterday? We didn't get to the names. And we teased it.
Oh, that guy from the WWE.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Fink.
The Fink?
Fink. Brian Dennehy. We lost Brian Dennehy. We have a clip from an interview we did with Brian Dennehy. We're going to play after the top, after 6 o'clock Central Time here. And because he was 81, but not coronavirus.
Tommy Boy.
Yeah, you have Tommy Boy.
Yeah, he was in Tommy Boy.
Ton of stuff.
That's probably his most famous role.
Apparently, among other people, because it was so funny because he's done, it was great because.
He's done a ton of stuff.
He's done a ton of powerful stuff. He was a stage actor, Death of a Salesman, and also a ton of great serious movies. And it was funny, I was watching ABC Evening News. And they showed a bunch of the serious roles. And the last clip was obviously a picture of him and Farley standing there. And they come back and David Muir goes, some powerful roles. And it was like, that was the last picture. The last picture they showed.
Big Tom Callahan.
Was Big Tom Callahan.
You watched The Blacklist, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I got bored after 2 years because I could tell, they're not going to tell you what's happening. They're going to keep it going. So, yeah. Was he in that?
Yeah.
Did you go on that towards the end?
Looks like he was on about a half a dozen episodes.
Oh, it must be after I started watching it then. Yeah. I watched the first episode.
Okay. No, it was 2018, 2019, so 10 episodes.
Yeah, but anybody have him?
I don't know. I did not not hear yet.
I didn't hear from Craig either.
And I don't know that he was known to be sick.
No,
but only 81, that's not exceedingly old.
Yeah, when do we stop saying only? Even Pussy started to say only 81.
Only 81.
Well, I mean, for Deadpool purposes, not just pick him on his age.
Yeah, you don't take a flyer on an 81-year-old.
That's not in that range.
No, but it's 31-year-old guys. You got to say, Christ, he was old.
Oh, that's
right. He was 81, ready to fall over.
We can sacrifice that generation, right?
That's right.
Start the shoe factory. Start the economy going there. That.
Right, because people are expendable.
What scares me the most about, of course, you came on yesterday and said, basically, I'm not in charge of everything. It's up to the governors. You can do what you want. We here in Nebraska, like a lot of states, are represented by a red guy, a red state guy who's in the tank for Trump. And I'm afraid of what he's going to do. You know, he's already letting his buddy open up a mall, so we'll find out. So,
well, his buddy makes significant political contributions to Republican Party.
Yeah.
I'm sure that has nothing to do with it, though.
Nah, nothing. I'm
sure, it's all about getting people back to work.
No.
What if you worked there and didn't want to go back to work?
This is a national story, by the way.
Are you going to lose your job?
I don't feel bad talking about this.
Do you lose your job if you say, no, I'm not comfortable going back to work yet?
I was watching local news last night. There's a mall in our city, an outdoor mall. Outside of Omaha, between Omaha and Lincoln, basically. And it was the first one in the country that's going to be allowed to open. I mean, that was a national news story. It is. And they talked to, first of all, two or three of the stores aren't opening at all. They're saying, no, we're not even going to open it. They talked to a bunch of managers on the phone and not with a camera on them because they're afraid of their jobs. And they were saying, you know, they don't want to go back, and they're afraid to tell their employees we got to come back, and you know, it was really, I felt bad for everybody.
Yeah.
And then apparently somebody said, well, nobody needs to come back if they don't want to. Well, that means they're going to be fired then.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
and you know the rooms are going to show up when it opens.
Oh, they got to have a place to hang out.
Oh, yeah, you got to get out. You got to get out. Now, once again, it's a fine place before anybody plays this for anybody. It's a fine place. It's fine stores when the conditions are right, and that'd be a non-pandemic conditions.
Yeah. And
it's fine. They advertise. They're good people.
I might need some Levi's because I took Puss's suggestion yesterday.
Try jeans on.
Tried some pants on.
Yep.
Just because I haven't worn pants, and it's day 31 now.
But even if you haven't gained any weight, I don't think you have. Maybe you have. If you haven't gained any weight, it probably feels weird putting them on.
It did.
Because you got to button something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And zip.
Honey, how does this zipper thing work?
I haven't operated a button or a zipper in quite a while, but no, I put the pants on, and they were actually a little baggy.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I've lost
a
little belly. Yeah, because I've been working on, or yoga, or something.
Yep.
Yeah, walking.
And manly stuff, too.
Probably right. 6 days a week.
Right.
I haven't taken many days off.
Alcohol is apparently bad for you. Craig will probably have that story.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's what you hear.
It
kills your immune system.
It compromises your immune system.
We always do that, though. We always knew that.
Yeah,
I always catch a cold if I go on a 4 or 5 day binge. Binge.
Our immune system, by that standard, has been compromised since about the time we got to college.
Since day one.
Not day one.
Not day one.
I didn't start drinking until I was 15.
No, okay, yeah.
So,
hardcore.
Compromised is the new normal.
Compromised is the new normal.
It's always been compromised my whole adult life.
All right.
My immune system, what I read.
Friday. It's Friday.
Sure?
Oh, it is, yeah.
I know. I remember today. Remember today was Friday. I was a little tired. I want to get out of bed.
Went 10-12 minutes without saying the day.
I was tired, man. I was tired this morning. I didn't want to get out of bed.
Yeah. Tourette's is random.
I couldn't nap yesterday afternoon for whatever reason. Right. I stared at the ceiling for about an hour and a half and said, screw this.
Oh, really?
Snow? Yeah.
The snow was falling. It was cold. And there was a big comfy blanket. I was out.
I don't know.
I was out.
I don't know what it was.
Should have threw one off. It'll put you to sleep, you know. Of course, you can't masturbate. When anybody's in the house, right?
No.
You could have sex. I realize that happened.
Right.
If she doesn't want to, you have to throw one off.
Well, I think she did, and I said, I'm going to try to go to sleep.
Todd's too tired.
And then I couldn't go to sleep,
Change my mind. Come in here. It's not really.
Why'd you unbutton my jeans?
I'll take care of you twice today.
Yeah, you the man. All right. Craig and a few, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.